For a dozen years, the proposed Child Victims Act, which eases statutes of limitations for seeking criminal or civil actions by child sex abuse victims, has stalled because state Senate leadership would not bring it up for a vote. With Democrats taking control of the House in January, hopes are renewed the bill will finally be passed. Republican State Senator Patrick Gallivan, meanwhile, is out with his own version, which eliminates all statutes of limitations for criminal cases and expands the age limit for seeking civil action from 23 to 50.
And the proposed legislation adds members of the clergy as mandatory reporters. Both cases involving families that are reported to the Child Protection Register, that is run by the Office of Children and Family Services, and in other cases that might be perpetrated by other reporters, the non-familial cases, where the requirement will be to report these cases if they have reasonable suspicion that they occurred to law enforcement.
And Gallivan's bill also seeks protections for whistleblowers in not-for-profit workplaces. However, he opposes a 12-month window to explore old cases. He says with the state attorney general now looking into the Catholic Church, it would be best to hold off on that 12-month window for the time being. Meanwhile, Robert Hodson, president of the victims' advocacy and support group Road to Recovery, believes the Catholic Church, which has resisted passage of the act until recently revealing a willingness to support it, may still attempt to limit liability options for plaintiffs.
So that's going to be the next level of political posturing, you know, from the Catholic Conference. But the new Speaker of the Senate, Andrea Stewart Cousins, has been on our side for years. We hope now that since we have won the Senate, that we will finally pass the Child Victims Act.
Hodson made those remarks while once again calling on Pope Francis to remove Bishop Richard Malone from leadership of the Diocese of Buffalo. Gallivan, meanwhile, says he has spoken to Bishop Malone and other Catholic leaders about his Child Victims Protection and Accountability Act and says they show support for his version of the bill. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.